Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and you can check this guy out and what he does for Bet Sweats. It's the daily betting podcast. Available weekdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time on radio.com. He's also brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Always a pleasure to be chatting with Ross Tucker. Ross, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I am doing well. So, to me, am I stating the obvious when I say that Aaron Rodgers is your winner of the 2020 MVP?
Yes, I think he is. But it's funny. I'm actually calling the Bills-Colts game for Westwood One on Saturday, Joe.
Okay.
And I'd like to kind of go through, in my mind at least, Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers, just because you read all these stats about Josh Allen, and it's crazy. I mean, they're 13-3, just like Green Bay. Josh Allen's the first player ever with 4,500 yards passing, 35-plus touchdown passes, 5-plus rushing touchdowns. So I think Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. I think he will be the MVP. I guess I'm just wondering how close it should be in terms of the conversation, and I'm curious as to how many different years Josh Allen would have won it.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder. Josh Allen is having one incredible season for Buffalo. There is no question. And really, I mean, when you look at the next generation of quarterbacks in the National Football League, you have the new group. You have the new age. You know, obviously starting with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, but it just seems like we are really witnessing the changing of the guard. Like, it's incredible what Aaron Rodgers is able to do at his age right now. But the NFL is transitioning. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson. Like, there are just so many talented quarterbacks, and it's really good for the league.
Yeah, it kind of feels like there's not that many guys in the middle. So, in other words, you've got Rivers and Breeze and Brady are all, and Roethlisberger are all just about done. Rodgers probably isn't that far behind him. I know nobody wants to hear that, but I'm talking, 5 years or less, right? You would imagine. And then you've got all these young guys. You mentioned Josh Allen, and I'll throw Deshaun Watson in there. Yep. With Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, even a guy like Justin Herbert, who was incredible this year as a rookie. It's really more the, who are the guys from age 27 to 37? And I guess Russell Wilson is one, certainly, but it just doesn't seem like there's that many guys with like 6 to 12 years of experience. I don't, maybe Matt Ryan is in that category, or Matthew Stafford, but certainly seems like there's more at the top end, the oldest age and the youngest age, than there are in the middle.
You mentioned Matthew Stafford, and I really wonder what the Detroit Lions are going to do with him. Personally, for me, Ross, I think the Lions should just trade Stafford to a team that needs a quarterback and feels like that they have an opportunity to bounce back next year and win. How do you see that situation in Detroit? Do you think it makes a lot of sense moving Stafford?
So my guess is that Matthew Stafford would like to go somewhere else. I mean, he's seen, three or four now, regime changes, head coach, GM. I think Matthew Stafford's probably, eager to try something different. And I wouldn't blame him for that. And I think the Lions, whoever ends up being the new GM and head coach there, will certainly consider it. And I think there'd be some suitors for Matthew Stafford, certainly. But part of it is how much would you get in return for him? And then also, you know, if you're a head coach and GM, and you see that a lot of these guys only get 2 years nowadays, you know, maybe three, but you're really only getting two for sure. Are you sure that you want to trade away a top 15, maybe top 10 quarterback in the NFL who's in his prime age-wise and has at least 5 years left? I'm not sure the first move I'm making is trading that away.
Yeah, I just wonder, because I look at Detroit and I just don't think they have enough pieces around Stafford where it's like, okay, you can make a change to GM and head coach and you can just flip this thing with the snap of a finger. To me, in that situation right now, it just doesn't seem that way. And that's why I almost feel like the Lions should just go through this full rebuild and just move on. I mean, I feel bad for Stafford. Like, he certainly deserves a lot better. It leads me to my next question, Ross, and we'll get to some of these playoff matchups here in a second. But, like, of all the head coaching vacancies, if you were a guy trying to be a head coach somewhere, which team is the most intriguing to you?
The Chargers, probably. Chargers, because you're going somewhere where for the next 4 years, you're going to have a stud quarterback on a rookie contract.
Right.
And they also have legitimate dudes at other very important positions. Joey Bosa as an edge rusher, Derwin James on the back end, Keenan Allen at receiver, Hunter Henry at tight end, Eckler at running back. I mean, you got a lot of pieces in place, but you have the most important one, which is a really good quarterback who's not making nearly what the other guys make.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's where I would pick, too. We're talking with Ross Tucker, a Radio.com NFL insider, here on the Bill Michaels Show. So let's talk about the matchup that you will be covering for Westwood One coming up this weekend, Buffalo and Indianapolis. I love Buffalo. Like, I really do. And I think that is the team that could overthrow Patrick Mahomes and company with the Chiefs. But I also really like what the Indianapolis Colts have been doing, and Jonathan Taylor has been really coming along for them as of late.
He has. It's funny, you know, just prepping, what Taylor's done the last few games is unbelievably impressive, and I'm sure trying to keep the ball away from Josh Allen and the Bills' explosive offense, that's exactly what the Colts are going to do. I mean, they play a lot of two-deep zone. They're going to try to not let Stephon Diggs or John Brown or McKenzie or any of these guys beat them over the top, make Josh Allen and the Bills prove they can be patient and convert, you know, 8, 9, 10 play drives. And then conversely, I think they're going to try to keep the ball away from Josh Allen and the offense and just pound Jonathan Taylor with that excellent interior offensive line that the Colts have. So it's going to be an awesome game. I think that game, as well as the Ravens-Titans, are probably my two favorite games of the weekend. I'm so fired up about both of them. The Bills, though, I mean, they've won 6 straight games by at least 10 points. You know, nobody scored more points than them in the month of December. I mean, the numbers are crazy. When you look at what the Bills have done, they are an absolute machine right now. And I understand the affinity because on some level, the Bills are like the AFC version of the Packers, or at least very similar, right? Like, the stadium in Orchard Park is sort of like the stadium in Green Bay there. It's like right in the middle of a neighborhood. You know, it's almost like a college atmosphere. It's sort of a regional team. It's very cold. There's not a lot of other pro sports or other things. There's a lot of similarities between those two franchises.
Again, talking with Ross Tucker, our Radio.com NFL insider. I'll tell you who I feel really bad for, though, and that's Cleveland. I mean, this was such a joyous moment for these guys. They get into the playoffs finally, and then we find out about COVID, and especially hitting the head coach, Kevin Stefanski. How much do you think that will impact this game against Pittsburgh coming up this weekend?
Well, so we still got to see, you know, what else happens in terms of people testing positive,
right,
as well as close contacts. But if we just go by what we know now, losing Stefanski hurts. I mean, in my mind, he's the coach of the year in the NFL. And he's not just the coach of the year. He's their play caller. He's their offensive play caller. And that's a big reason why they've been successful. I mean, their defense isn't very good. So it's kind of a double whammy with losing Stefanski. And then the one offensive lineman that tested positive, Joel Bitonio, he's their best old lineman. I mean, he's the best one they got.
Yeah.
And so they're not going to have him now. Remember, their second and third string guards have already gotten hurt. So now they got your fourth string guard going against Cam Hayward, who might be the best bull rusher in the NFL. It's just, it's asking a lot of the Browns to go in there and win. And I guess the flip side would be, hey, they got nothing to lose. Nobody thinks they'll win. And it would be an amazing story and accomplishment for them if they did win.
Yeah, no question. Looking over to the NFC, obviously there's three games that could be very interesting, you know, when it comes to an upset special between the Rams and the Seahawks, Buccaneers in Washington, and obviously the Chicago Bears taking on the Saints. Where do you think there could be a significant upset?
I mean, the only one that I would consider a significant upset would be, I guess, Chicago beating the Saints or Washington beating the Bucs. And I don't really see either one of those happening. I guess I would say maybe Washington has a better chance than the Bears do, but I don't see that happening. And the Saints, I mean, and the Seahawks, Rams, I don't really look at it as if that's an upset either way. Although if Goff doesn't play and it's this Wolford kid, I think a lot of us would be surprised if the Rams won that game. My question is for you, Joe, and
yeah,
that is, how much do you think Packers fans are going to be rooting for Chicago, rooting for Washington, rooting for, you know, the LA Rams, so that you can perhaps not play Tom Brady and the Bucs in the divisional round?
You know, it's a really good question. Like, Bill posed the Bears question on Monday. He just kind of threw it out there on Facebook. And for the most part, there were a lot of Packer fans that are like, yeah, just bring the Bears here. Let's go. Let's go. We'll beat them again. Some people don't want to see the Bears at all because they just don't respect the Bears. They don't even think the Bears deserve to be in the playoffs because they kind of got in by default. As for some of these other teams, I think this is the thing with Packer Nation right now, Ross. Like, I think the majority of Packer Nation feels that the Packers, they can get to the Super Bowl this year because it's led by Aaron Rodgers, the MVP season he's had. There's an improved defense. But then also on the flip side of things, Packer Nation has been let down a lot over the last 10 years. There have been a lot of letdowns. There's been a lot of disappointments with 2011, 2014. So in some way, Packer fans don't want to get their hopes up too much, regardless of who they're facing, because there could be something goofy that happens in the game and then the Packers get eliminated and then we're all depressed again. Like, there are some people that are prepared for that kind of letdown. So I don't know. Like, to me, Ross, personally, I think the Packers can beat any of these NFC teams. Like, I think the Packers...
No, I mean, they're going to be favored, and I think they can as well. All I'm saying is, you know, if they have to play the Bucs, the way the Bucs and Tom Brady are playing right now, it's a heck of a first opponent. I mean, that's a heck of a first playoff game. I know it's divisional round and they got the bye, but that's no joke. I mean, I still think the Packers will be favored and that they should and that they'd probably win the game, but you got to admit, much more so than if you were playing against, you know, Washington or the Bears or the Rams, that
right,
people are going to be nervous if they see number 12 Tom Brady coming out that tunnel at Lambeau.
But see, that's just the thing, because a lot of people don't want to like take too much stock into what happened week 5 or week 6, I should say, when the Packers went down to Tampa and got embarrassed. Like, to me, I think the elements and Lambeau Field alone will change that game if that's what happens, if the Buccaneers have to come up there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There aren't many guys that have played in many colder games than Brady in all those playoff games in Foxborough in New England over the years. I don't think that's going to bother him that much.
but it might bother the rest of the team. That's the thing. I mean, I would expect a very close game between those teams if that were to happen. And you bring up a really good point. The elements, it is totally different, and it's really helped the Packers here as of late. He is Ross Tucker, our Radio.com NFL insider. Ross, I could talk with you for another hour, but I know you have other things to do as well. Thank you so much as always, and we will talk again soon.
Sounds great, Joe. See ya.
Yep, see you later. There he is, Ross Tucker. He'll be on the call as well on Westwood One for Bills and Colts coming up this weekend. You can check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats, live every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time here on radio.com. And he literally just got off his show and came on here. How about that? Also, Ross Tucker brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. You can drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they're hiring right now, 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.